everybody. It's a huge honor to be here reading with Raquel and seeing familiar faces that don't make me nervous at all. So, yes, okay. Short people problems. So I want to take a moment to do a little bit of a land acknowledgement. These can be pretty performative and, you know, ineffective. So I'm going to do a little bit more of a historical context land acknowledgement. So we're on the land, the unceded land of the Ohlone people, who as of yet are still not federally recognized as a tribe. But we're actually on a piece of land that has been dispossessed and dispossessed and dispossessed and dispossessed and has displaced people over time. So after it was Ohlone land, it was Spanish territory. Then it was Mexico. Then it was Manifest Destiny, Gold Rush, United States, California. Now it's Silicon Valley, the sort of tech hub of the world. And this is also where Mark Zuckerberg, Peter Thiel, and Palantir are. Palantir is the data mining company, $20 billion data mining company, that is feeding our faces, our data, to ICE and enabling raids, worker raids, that put people in detention. So this is the kind of land that we're on. And everyone here is being displaced by gentrification too. So we're still enduring colonization, the colonization of data. So with that in mind, to actuate 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01 01
Abro la boca y de ahí florecen las letras. No me olvides. Oremos, Madre Santísima, Madre Bellísima, Madre que sufre, arrodillada te ruego, perdidas in memory's purgatory, their forms persist in the fog, the fountain loops time through the waters, tiempo, ti, empo, tempo, a moment suspends an overcast iron sun. Tiempo parado. Abuelas, how can I stop losing you? Días, how do I stop losing you? Amor eterno, e inolvidable. Echo, 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 echo. Tú eres la tristeza de mis ojos. Forgotten. Me miro en el espejo y veo mi rostro, el tiempo que he sufrido por tu adiós. Erased. Yo he sufrido tanto por tu ausencia. Absence. What has time taken with it? ¿Qué ha ocultado el tiempo? Nada. 01, 01, 01. Nadie. Hypothesis for the erased. The boats arrive. Salobre, brackish, debajo de las olas, corriente de lágrimas, manos debajo del agua, the salt, vientre de la tierra, golfo de memoria. In mathematical terms, the subject is cancelled out. Of a body split by a river, of a mind split by a country, of a mother split by a child, of a chromosome split by a price. Oremos. Madre Santísima, Madre Bellísima, Madre que sufre, arrodillada te ruego. In womb song, the egg hatches stars vain to yoke the heart and the brain, and the egg absorbs el ojo, the curse, a mute, white mouth, víbora en agua. Still I drag my memory across the sky, parse the texts there. What hunger! I open myself to restore my lengua, the language of a defiant tissue, and when I open me, for baby boca, he takes my milk maíz, I unborder my longing, deseo el pasado, its defiant tongue, and in that dream a text. I reclaim, reach back to find myself, drag the river to recover the drowned, parse the remains to make legible the wound, their sacrifice. I am untying the loops of violence that scaffold my spine. Dream again of gods and the wolves, and in my blood, a code of constellations. I seek my disappeared through your loveliest gated gardens. Find their footprints on your shimmering floors. I invent this text in vain. Oremos, Madre Santísima, Madre Bellísima, Madre que sufre. Run. Terminal. Last login, Monday, February 15th on console. To actuate, open, Carmen Lopez, 1922. Bash, command not found. To actuate, open, Angelica Maria Lopez, 1942. Bash, file not found. To actuate, open, Silvia Angelica Gutierrez, 1958. Bash, fatal error. Unable to process your request. To actuate, open, Vanessa Angelica Villarreal. Bash, insufficient memory. It turns out that a lot of these poems about like sad things, like there's actually like a theoretical like reason for it. So that's good. I feel vindicated in writing such sad poems all the time. I'm going to do something a little different. I usually, you know, read a lot of the poems that tend to do well in open spaces, but since I'm among poets, I feel like I can change it up a little bit. 13. Scan the leaves on the dress, the cardinal in flight. Recuérdalo, oiled lion tubed to the nose. Pardon the line of ripped bread on dried wood, the yield of red ranunculus and peony ruffled. Parallel lines keep the wolf circling, our heads snarled. It says so in the cards. A charge in the blood, a crimson muscle twisted in ink, a pool of rotting oranges, twin girls joined at the nape, a record spinning in a fog-draped living room, violins gathered in bouquets, to resuscitate. A shatter of rain before the world drains into the gulf. Tilt the tin bowl toward the mouth, round the dogs in the clearing, bind their claws with hair. Respétame. I was 13 when I first felt a blonde boy. I still cough up his corn silk, wind the spit in my fingers. Fresh white breasts in the grass, brown nipples like mushrooms. July rubied with red stars. Boys float their bicycles into the trees. No one gets in trouble but us. Blackberries erupt over the river. We escape a patrolling moon. Trespassing is passage. Is there a plan to dip the girl in ink to luster the hook from which she will droop? The jaw hangs open. The yard is lousy with dead dogs. To resuscitate. To resuscitate. This book is about sort of redeeming the names of girls who were thought to be bad in their adolescence, girls who were racialized and over-sexualized, and it ended up being,
you know, a kind of self-fulfilling prophecy. And it's not actually an accident. There's a historical precedent for it in the Malinche, which, you know, even Octavio Paz talked a lot of shit about. But she's the Indian girl who essentially is the birth of the mestizo, right? She was sold to Hernan Cortes, and from her violation sprang this race, right, of mestizos. And then she was to be maligned thereafter. The Llorona is actually the Malinche, right? She drowns her children in the river. And it's this misogyny that is perpetuated in Latinx culture, right, that lives in the Malinche. So what if she were to just own up to everything? Malinche. I find the victims in the valley. I hunt the wilderness in myself. I stalk my prey through myself. Let hornets hive my womb. I am born fragrant stars and make planets of my body. I noble the old people. I make victim the valley. I make mountains kneel in myself. I eat a crown of lead, make him an heir. I unearth the noble victim. I make valleys of young women. I cleave white the wilderness. Take violence into ourself. I victim the gods in the valley. The victim, she is myself. Victim in the valley, it is my own son. I stalk my victim in the valley. It is my son people. I hunt my hunter, the wilderness in myself. I open my illness to the kingdom. I am cleaved by the old and new world. I entomb elders in the valley and grow mild flowers of their teeth. I birth a betrayed nation. I fill with hunted, the wilderness is myself. My illness led us to this. See my braid, the poisoned river, and the lost tongues. I walk as night. I carry the child of the noble cause. I make my victim my nation in the valley. I hunt the wilderness in myself, stalk the tall grasses. I am she who betrays blood for a little bit of kingdom. Malinalli, it's her real name. History is a woman slandered. Say I am a traitor, but forget I am the grass. A daughter of the old people, listen, an orphan I was sold. Chained to the ocean, his beard, his breath on my bound body, made to take and take the milk-white river into my womb. My doubling tongue serves the ship to live. And so this illness begins of a violation. This country begins of a violation in the dark between seas and the palace of ribs begun in me. And so my daughters inside the monster cribbing are young in its teeth. Through liver and spine and sinew, I bride the rivers across time and find our people and steal back our riches, hide among deer, disappear into the forest, where reunited, we will spill and spill and spill, spread like a flood. A lot of my poems are not just about bad girls, but mothers, and what it means to be a mother in this time, right? Climate change, fascism, what it means to accept this timeline, which is inevitably sending us to the apocalypse. I said this would be a fun reading, right? I'm sorry. And so, you know, now that I am a mother, I understand, you know, what my parents were sort of up against, what they were worrying about, and sort of the multi-linear timelines you inhabit as a parent. So I was commissioned to write a poem for this event called Women of Color Write the Future. And immediately Morgan Parker texts me and she's like, what the fuck? There is no future. Like, what do we even write about? What a stupid prompt. And I was like, I know, right? She ended up writing something really brilliant. And I, of course, felt like I had to one-up her. No, just kidding. I just felt like the pressure was on. I was like, I can't come up, I can't, yeah, this poem is amazing. So I came up with Root Future. So here it goes. Year zero, matrilineal equals repeat, does not equal cycle, inherit, does not exist. Zero equals Carmen. Blooming ranch fields, a throat packed with cotton, no choice but to marry her eldest off to the hoof-beaten storm. Zero equals Angelica. Escape the hoof-beaten storm, escape the garnet-eyed doctor, escape the stillborn country that pummels you to rags. Zero equals Sylvia. English synonyms for future, escape, amnesty, green card, possibility, dream, I promise, I will, I do, pregnant, labor, indebted, hospitalized, soul, provider, burden, loan, insufficient. Zero equals Vanessa. Witness this pattern, now cycling into me. Again, lost eddies of time, lost again, I submerge my body in the river of unclaimed memory, swim again to its cervix and speak into the sea. I did everything I was supposed to do, and still an unbroken line of broken lines. One equals Joaquin. If someone is going to make it out of this dream alive, let it be you, unbraiding from me. Let it be that this cord, its arcing line, when viewed from above, is an infinite field, and let the field open for you like a bell, its bend veined with the lace of new stars. And let each new star echo on earth as a blossom, bursting from the black, so that you, born from this blood-dark grief, marbled with error, can still be perfect. Let every good beast carry you in its eye, open with wild knowing. And let every sagging telephone line carry my voice to you when I'm gone, when you're lonely or scared and in a sleep-soft drift, you'll think you hear me in the kitchen. And yes, there we are again, reflected in the bend of the steel spoon, the milk still spinning as we lick off the chocolate. And there we are again, in the rust-burnt dusk, embers whirling off the mountainside, the last sight we'll have of an ocean. And yes, I'm sorry. I am so, so sorry. What else could I have done to stop the cell from splitting? Prime meridian of universal time, Royal Observatory, 0 degrees. Year one, set patrilineal equals new, AD, T equals timeline, D equals discovery, conquest, 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 start chronometer, start collective memory, start archive. Before the ship's arrival, there is no history. Any subject exhibiting any of the following conditions will be removed and denied re-entry into real time. Undocumented, uncivilized, uncontrollable, unskilled, unwell, unaccompanied, unassimilated, uncolonized, unclean, unintelligible, unclaimed, unmarried, unattractive, unbecoming, unemployed, unauthorized, unprofitable, uninsured, underfoot, disabled, disappeared, diseased. Where am I? Okay. Disadvantaged, discarded, disassociated, disordered, dissenting, indebted, prehistoric, pre-agricultural, pre-capitalist, pre-discovery, pre-colonial, pre-Christian, primitivity, pre-literate, precarious, prey. Real future function. Future times time, discovery times time equals infinity. And after the coral bleaches to bone and the poles thaw and the clouds shatter a searing rain, the SpaceX colony will have already built an electromagnetic wall to border its orbit. And in the field, the bent workers will still scoop tender chard under a burning sky for the empire. And even the mountains will kneel in witness and surrender to the sinking to greet once again that same ancient ocean. And when the last elephant falls, we will
know the end of memory, and time will go white, and the future white, and the past white, wiped immaculate of fault, all time collapsed into a single line, all histories consumed by the official record and its impeccable family lines, traced back through the whitened field, itself so straight, and us broken in broken trees to make way for the future, progressing ever forward in a line of suns. But any voyage that assumes a forward course will loop to its origin and cross itself, and so the compass rose will enclose the world into the shape of a gun sight. And when there are no new lands to map in blood, how pale will the horse of the last sunrise look underwater? Learn from this, little one. Time was never a line, but a field. And you are occurring alongside the past. And when I recognize Abuelito's laugh in you, or offer a bending lily to the dead, we are born and born and together again. And every minute I choose you, choose to fight and don't drive off the mountain. I encounter the infinite as the will to survive. So that's another grief poem. So, you know, I talk about these grief poems, but not, you know, the source of the grief, which is like everything. But I actually have been sort of like inhabiting this place where I've been trying to capture dreams in my poems. Dreams have felt particularly prophetic. I don't know if everyone else is enduring this. Thanks, Pluto, in Capricorn and on the South Node. It's horrible. Mm-hmm. So you know what I'm talking about. And you know, I didn't really remember my dreams when I was married. I wasn't connected to that part of myself. And then one day, Raquel calls me and she's like, "You have to leave your husband." And I was like, "What?" And she's like,
"I was on shrimp."
Yeah, she's like, I was on this shroom trip and I just like saw, like, you have to leave that white man. And I was like, it was very prophetic because a year later it proved correct. And so ever since then, I have really valued the prophetic nature of dreams. And so I've been trying to sort of write these morning pages, and this one came out of the morning pages. So thank you for connecting
me.
You're
ruining marriages.
I know, she's trying to take me gay dancing after this. I'm like,
yeah.
All right, I'm single now, so. No, guys, don't laugh. This is a sad poem, so just,
okay,
you know.
Okay.
No, just kidding. Okay, this is my last poem. Thank you so much for coming out. Settlement. I flee to the edge of this country in the two stag dark, stand on an escarpment undoing itself in ash. Not yet a boy, I eat still the figs that bloat with inverted blossoms, when halved, sometimes a blonde wasp encalled in its violet lobe. This, of course, is the dream body eating its omen. California moons, a coast breathing oranges, a fire fast as horses, a duplicitous husband, a steel border splitting the waves. Never trust beauty to represent brutality. I can give you no language that will free the child from her cage, make no meaning that unfloods the world, no verse that can unfire a bullet. I eat the spine of God to stay alive. Eldest daughter to an eldest daughter of an eldest daughter, I citizen three child mothers at the river's door. Obedient bruise root, rebel virgin, doomed bride. First generation, a dozen half-lived girlhoods abandoned in a sinking marshland, cleaning up after a boy with bad intentions. Flat southern sky drowning its ever lousier yellows. How many daughters have been paid to the ship? Dissolution, to witness my own water burial. At the cut bank, knife the rope and split the dress, maiden myself taut as an elm bow drawn, thighs seized red, holding a dormant knot. This is why they kept me close. Every road home, another new checkpoint. Every man, a heat-trapped rancor. Every promise, a demon's gem. Mirrorborn, the wolf girl will learn two names in a twinned land tense with blood memory. Border Patrol asks, place of birth. I speak, McAllen. He hears, Reynosa. Exit the vehicle, legs open, the moon enthroned in oaks shines through the woodlace over the state. A father in the grasses, a headlight cleaving mother and boy. Another child at the edge of this country, another body denied its metaphor. What regret can be daughtered deeper? Thank you.